Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at the hands of God.
Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemies. Reach down your strong and mighty hands from on high. For the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it.
I love God's strong and mighty hands, which hold the world in place, which chooses paths for distant stars and sun and moon through space. Through awesome deeds He shows to all the greatness of His power. Yet gentle is His hand to form the frail and fragile flower, the frail and fragile flower. I love God's strong and mighty hands, which far above my sight are shielding me from dark designs and strongholds of the night. And when the vile accuser threatens wrath and deadly peril, oh, the breastplate of God's righteousness withstands the flaming arrow, withstands the flaming arrow. My hands for war, a warfare won through prayer and praise, and by a two-edged sword, a sword that claims again the ground the evil one has taken. Oh, the word that drives him far away to regions long forsaken, to regions long forsaken. I love God's strong and mighty hands, the rising grip.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You specifically for so many references to hands, your hands, the hands that are reaching out to us today to provide all our needs, to comfort us while we deal with pains of the heart and of the body. Your strong hands give peace in our hearts, knowing that you are in control and we can trust in you. You can pick us up, placing us on your shoulders, as it were, as you carry us down the beaches of life. We see that single pair of footprints in the sand. Lord, help us to hear what we need to hear today, and may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by holy calling, set me apart. I know you're drawing me to yourself. Lead me, Lord, I pray. Take me, mold me, use me, fill me. I give my life to the Father's hand. Call me, guide me, lead me, walk beside me. I give my life to the Father's hand.
Wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guide your Holy Spirit, teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling, set me apart. I know
precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Mm-hmm. when my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I precious Lord, lead me on. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me
Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship as we think about the hands of God. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on our website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. Our website contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a link to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program whenever it's convenient to you and allows you to hear this ministry, even if it's not on a radio station in your area. That website address, calltoworship.us.
They're leading me. light the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning,
safe and secure from all alarms. Everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Oh, I'm leaning, safe and secure.
Is your call to worship.
Yesterday, it seemed so clear the way your life should be, but somehow things didn't come around. Confusion leaves you in defeat.
But friend, it's time.
See. promises in God's word are for comfort and for peace. For all the hurting in your heart, you can find.
Truly, there is healing in His hand for you. The hand of God is a reflection of His character. With His hands, He can shape the world. His hand can bless, and the power of His hands can discipline. His hands reach out in love to us, His children. In the hands of God, there's absolute safety. Here are just some things that God wants us to know about His hands from His Word. God's hands are an indication of His control and His power, as found in 2 Samuel 24. So Gad came to David and asked him, "Will you choose 3 years of famine throughout your land, 3 months of fleeing from your enemies, or 3 days of severe plague throughout your land? Think this over and decide what answer I should give the Lord who sent me." David responded, "I'm in a desperate situation." But Gad, "Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for His mercy is great. Do not let me fall into the hands of the humans." Proverbs 21, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever He will." Acts chapter 11, "When the others heard this, they stopped objecting and began praising God. They said, 'We can see that God has also given the Gentiles the privilege of repenting of their sins and receiving eternal life.' Meanwhile, the believers who had been scattered during the persecution after Stephen's death traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch of Syria. They preached the word of God, but only to the Jews. However, some of the believers who went to Antioch from Cyprus and Cyrene began preaching to the Gentiles about the Lord Jesus. The power of the hand of the Lord was with them, and a large number of these Gentiles believed and turned to the Lord." God directs our steps, just as a father holding the hand of his child. Psalm 37, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." "Trust in the Lord," says Proverbs chapter 3, "with all your heart. Never rely on what you think you know. Remember the Lord in everything you do, and He will show you the right way." The hands of God keep us safe as He protects His people. 1 Peter 5, "Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." Zechariah 2, "He who touches you touches the apple of His eye." John chapter 10, "They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all." Deuteronomy 33, The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. Matthew 14. When Peter saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Joshua chapter 4. Then ye shall enter, or shall let your children know, saying, "Israel came over this Jordan on dry land." For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you, until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us, until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty. Thank God that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. 1 Samuel 7. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. His hands bring healing and life. Here are just a few examples found in Matthew. Matthew 8. Large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. "Lord," the man said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Later in that same chapter, when Jesus arrived at Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. But when Jesus touched her, the fever left her. Then she got up and prepared a meal for him. And in Matthew 17, "And Jesus came and touched them and said, 'Arise and be not afraid.'" In chapter 20 of Matthew, "So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him." God's hands are hands of blessing. Luke chapter 1. When it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very merciful to her, everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, they all came for the circumcision ceremony. They wanted to name him Zechariah after his father, but Elizabeth said, "No, his name is John." "What?" they exclaimed. "There's no one in all your family by that name." So they used gestures to ask the baby's father, Zechariah, what he wanted to name him. He motioned for a writing tablet, and to everyone's surprise, he wrote, "His name is John." Instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. Awe fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread throughout the Judean hills. Everyone who heard about it reflected on these events and asked, "What will this child turn out to be?" For the hand of the Lord was surely upon him in a special way. Mark chapter 10. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are just like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their head, and he blessed them. Reach out and take the hand of God. My friend, pray that God will lift you up and bless you with his peace in the midst of the storms of your life.
It's a blessing.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been the hands of God. Thank you very much for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you consider a gift to this ministry? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry, and it's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Oh, and don't forget to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee His peace.
Nation, stretch out your hand and bring restoration. Oh yeah. Let your mercy overflow like a never-failing stream. By the blood of Jesus, cleanse us. Oh Lord, it's you we see. Cause your face to shine upon us again. Shine on us, Lord.
Stretch out your hand and heal this nation. Stretch out your hand. By the Lord.